This is Jamaica's Promise, the program highlighting positive developments at the primary level. In today's program, we join the boys at the St. Aloysius Primary School in celebration of Boys' Day 2015. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay with us. I believe I can, I believe I will, I believe I know my dreams are real. These were some of the words recited by the boys of St. Aloysius Primary in Kingston on May 21 at the school's annual Boys' Day event. The theme for this year was, If It Is To Be, It's Up To Me, and the boys were taken through several activities which reinforced the role they must play in achieving their life goals. Guidance Counselor Craig Denton outlines the overall aim of the annual activity.
Our Boys' Day is an annual treat for our boys who are fatherless, most of them, and they are looking for role models. The Boys' Day committee come together annually to provide this kind of sense of responsibility and comfortness for these boys. Most of them are from volatile communities and they have no role models. And Boys' Day provides such for them.
Boys' Day also seeks to encourage parents, especially fathers, to play their part in being positive role models for their children.
We need to encourage our males. It is not lost for them, but there are hope on the horizon. And we can motivate them by being the role model in their lives. So I'm encouraging parents, the communities, let's build a fence of protection and caring and nurturing for our boys so they themselves in the future can become role models to others.
Guest speaker at the Boys' Day function, Pastor Ramon Phoenix, encouraged the young men to practice from an early age to take care of the females in their lives and play their part in ending the cycle of violence against women.
Ourselves, males, boys, we all need to take good care of the females. And taking care of them starting at such a tender age now, when we get bigger, we will continue to take good care of them. Hence, we will break the cycle of killing females, girls, generally speaking. And if we take good care of them, if we treat them like queens, they will treat us like kings.
For the past 7 years, St. Aloysius has been able to count on the support of SagiCorps for the provision of trophies and certificates for outstanding boys recognized during the event. For SagiCorps, it is easily money well spent.
And what we want to do is to encourage the boys to do better. So we are happy to be a part of this and we'll continue to support the boys as best as we possibly can.
SagiCorps Bank Representative Anthony Samuda. In the day's most anticipated activity, several students were presented with awards in recognition of their academic performance. Here's how a few of the awardees described the experience.
And with this award and this medal, I've never felt any more accomplished in my life. One thing I want to say, I will continue doing this, get the head boy, keep on getting medals like this.
I'm surprised and overwhelmed to hear that I'm overall the top boy of grade 4.
Shamar Williams of grade 6B1 walked away with the day's most envied prize, being crowned Boy of the Year.
And being the Boy of the Year of St. Aloysius Primary, it is a proud moment for me and my family because last year it was hard to get it, but I didn't get it last year, so I came this year doing my best and got it. I say thanks to my teacher, Ms. Johnson Simpson, and my parents and God more.
Boy of the Year at St. Aloysius Primary, Shamar Williams. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. Don't forget to join us again next week. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.